SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One of the two West Virginia National Guard members shot earlier this week in Washington, D.C., has died. Specialist Sarah Beckstrom was 20 years old. The other victim, 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, remains in critical condition. President Trump delivered the news last night.
A shooter, an Afghan national.
Monster that did this is also in serious condition.
Sources tell AP he'd worked in the special CIA-backed Afghan Army unit before coming to the U.S. in 2021 through Operation Allies Welcome after the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the collapse of the government.
This atrocity reminds us that we have no greater national security priority than ensuring that we have full control over the people that enter and remain in our country. For the most part, we don't want them.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And the shooting has convinced President Trump to further tighten U.S. immigration policy, sending millions of foreigners allowed into the U.S. by President Biden back to their homeland. Mr. Trump says it's clear there was little, if any, vetting of so many immigrants brought in during the Biden era. Black Friday, not what it used to be, but still, it's a big day for retailers hoping for brisk business from holiday shoppers. Economist Steve Moore recalls what it was like back in the early 80s before the Reagan economic boom kicked in.
We had, 11% unemployment. We had inflation that was running at 9%. There were no jobs, for a college graduate, even as a burger flipper back then. And it was really tough.
He tells the Salem Radio Network that despite the current economic challenges, we're in a much better place today than we were back then. The death toll from the devastating high-rise fire in Hong Kong has risen to at least 128. This is SRN News. What do you believe about the afterlife?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of self-described Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. 12% believe they will experience, quote, eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. One-third of people who say they're born-again Christians also think that people can achieve heaven by doing good works. Michael Harrington reporting.
West Virginia officials have suspended a school vaccination mandate after a judge ruled that parents can cite religious beliefs to opt out of vaccines required for their children to attend classes. In issuing a permanent injunction, Raleigh County Circuit Judge Michael Froebel stated that children of families who object to the state's compulsory vaccination law on religious grounds will be allowed to attend school and will be allowed to participate in extracurricular sports. This is SRN News. National Parks entrance fees going up an extra $100 for foreign visitors at many sites.
Set to take effect January 1st, foreign tourists will also see the price of an annual parks pass jump to $250. U.S. residents will continue to be charged $80. And foreign visitors will still have to pay on the park system's fee-free days. Those will be reserved for American residents. The national parks have been dealing with a major staff reduction and severe budget cuts. They're also recovering from the government shutdown and a significant loss of revenue that resulted. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Premier of Canada's oil-rich province of Alberta have agreed to work toward building a pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports beyond the United States. It's a move that has caused some turmoil in Carney's inner circle. More details at SRNNews.com.